What's up, y'all? Welcome to Christian Chronicles, where we look into the gospel as we are moving at the speed of Jesus. When you think of comparison, it can almost be as if comparison is your best friend, as well as your phone or a trip to the store, even though it's not, where comparison can be like a pterodactyl that bites you up. It is negative and can entangle you. And whether you end up being the best or you're at rock bottom, there is no benefit to comparison. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 18, Paul writes a clear point he wants to make about comparison and jealousy. Before we start this episode, don't forget to like, follow, and share this episode to your friends as we're moving at the speed of Jesus. And without further ado, let's get into this episode. In 2 Corinthians 10, 7 through 18, Paul is acting as if he is like a dad before you get grounded. He's like, if you don't do this, you will be punished, because he is warning the Corinthians to not be in the flesh, since that is not what Christians do. He begs them that if they keep living disobediently, then he will boldly go up to each person and challenge them when he arrives. And when Paul says this, it is a spiritual warfare of praying and teaching them the gospel, so this way they would have growth in their faith with Christ. Let's read the scripture for more guidance. Starting in verse 7, it says, "Look at what is obvious. If anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, let him remind himself of this. Just as he belongs to Christ, so do we. For if I boast a little too much about our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not for tearing you down, I will not be put to shame. I don't want to seem as though I am trying to terrify you with my letters. For it is said, his letters are weighty and powerful, but his physical presence is weak, and his public speaking amounts to nothing. Let such a person consider this. When we are in our letters, what we are in our letters, when we are absent, we will also be in our actions when we are present. For we don't dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. But in measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves to themselves, they lack understanding. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but according to the measure of the area of ministry that God has assigned to us, which reaches even to you. For if we are not overextending ourselves as if we had not reached you, since we had come to you with the gospel of Christ. We are not boasting beyond measure about other people's labors. On the contrary, we have the hope that as your faith increases, our area of ministry will be greatly enlarged, so that we may preach the gospel to the regions beyond you without boasting about what has already been done in someone else's area of ministry. So let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. For it is not the one commending himself who is approved, but the one the Lord commends." When you see that caution tape or restroom sign indicating to you that the floor is wet, you are cautious and aware of your surroundings. Or at least, some people are. In the same way, Paul is telling us to have caution against comparison. This is because of a bunch of things. For instance, comparison leads us into discontentment. But what is the level where you reach discontentment? Let me give you a story of mine, out of my guts. Okay, so one day I was getting ready for school, right? Well, I was doing my hair for a long time because I didn't like the way it looked. So how much of the time did it take? Almost 30-ish minutes. And that's coming from me who was taking a long 30-ish minutes. You know what my dad said? "Your hair looks fine, bro. Stop doing it." And that made me feel even more mad of how long I took to do my hair. And my friends who go to my school or church, wherever, do not judge me, okay? Because I know what you're gonna do to me. So don't, okay? But anyways, at the time, I was struggling with who I was trying to become, and I started comparing myself to others and being jealous of how good they looked. The point of me sharing this was to show that I could have been doing something more productive instead of being discontent and jealous of how other people looked around me. During that time of when I was disappointed in myself and wish I had better stuff, I lacked personal growth and purpose for my life, even though I was comparing myself to others because I wanted purpose in my life. In Galatians 6, verse 4, the verse says, "Let each person examine his own work, and then he can take pride in himself alone and not compare himself with someone else." So be cautious against comparison. The second point to not being entangled in comparison is to be content in self-acceptance. Man, this is what the hardest part of comparison is. You want to be confident in yourself, but you don't feel as if you are enough. According to Harvard Medical School, they stated that, in fact, a 2014 study found that having low self-esteem and a negative view of oneself was linked to the lower levels of gray matter and parts of the brain that regulate emotions and manage stress. And just to think about it, isn't that what causes most suicidal deaths? I even looked deeper into an article from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Whiskers, leading causes of death reports in 2021, which said that suicide was the second leading cause of death among individuals between the ages of 10 through 14 and 25 through 34. The third leading cause of death among individuals between the ages of 15 through 24, and the fifth leading cause of death among individuals between the ages of 35 through 44. If I could give this advice to people who are depressed and are thinking about killing themselves, I would say that you are not alone. God has better things for you than what you plan to do to yourself. And if this is one of you, I will be praying for you, and you can contact 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. If you are lacking your acceptance in your community, embrace your uniqueness and individuality. Verse 18 says that, "For it is not the one commending himself who is approved, but the one the Lord commends." Focus on your personal growth and improvement, because you know that God loves you and accepts you into his life and wants you to make other people's lives way much better than it is for them now. And in the end, celebrate your achievements and progress that you've made. I mean, how are you going to grow when you don't give yourself a pat on the back? After doing these steps, you will be able to be content in your self-acceptance. Lastly, choose humility over boasting when entangled in comparison. Now, Mason, didn't you just say that I should congratulate myself for my growth? Yes, but also no. Because, yes, God says that you should congratulate yourself for what you have done, but do not boast too much about it. Boasting is when you excessively take pride in what you've done well in and you only focus on yourself. Paul is writing about this because humility fosters genuine relationships with God and others. God instructs us to boast about what he has done for us, and now Christianity is growing. In verse 17, it says, "So let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord." Do your friends want someone who is self-centered around themselves every day and doesn't think to congratulate others? Most certainly not, or at least I would hope so. God says that thinking about others, boasting about God, will encourage others to see how great you are of God's example and create relationships with the people around you. Practicing gratitude and humility will help you to not boast, but instead encourage you to have humility. All in all, we see ourselves caught up in comparing ourselves to others, being jealous of what people have, and ultimately focus on ourselves rather than putting the center of attention around God. To not be entangled in comparison, we can caution ourselves against comparison, be content in self-acceptance, and choose humility over boasting. Pray with me as we wrap up today's episode. Dear God, I pray that you will help the people who are sad in this world. God, that percentage of people who die between these ages for suicide, that should not be happening God, because we know that you are giving people a second chance, and we know that they could have that as long as people go towards them and help them cultivate joy in their lives. So I pray, God, that we as Christians and believers be able to show them the gospel, show you their guidance from you. And I just pray that people who do not know you, I pray that they will, and the numbers will go up, and each name in this earth will be in heaven. God, I thank you for the word that we have. Thank you for the wise words from Paul. And thank you for turning him from being all depressed and angry about who you were to a person who is sharing their testimony about you, God. And I just pray that you will continue to grow in people's lives. And we pray all of this in your name. Amen. I hope that you were able to learn more about this teaching from Paul. And if you have any comments or concerns, be sure to respond down below. And by the way, the next episode, Dependent on Christ, is on May 27th and will be the last episode before the break, since summer is right around the corner. So be sure to mark your calendars for that day to stream the episode. On another note, before I close out, if you saw the post from Instagram, I hit over 700 listeners on Christian Chronicles. Thank you for being a part of this reason, and please pray that we will continue to move at the speed of Jesus this year and forward. See you on the next episode. Was this episode for you? Rate it, and I'll get the feedback so I can improve on this podcast. Thank you once again for listening to it, and don't forget to like, follow, and share as we're moving at the speed of Jesus. I'll see you in 2 weeks on another episode here on Christian Chronicles.